You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Extremely tasteful.
Breakfast food on 95BFM.
Morena Lucinda, morning. How are you?
I am good. I'm glad it's spring now.
Nice. Yeah, honestly, as soon as the sun comes out, everyone's like, what seasonal affective disorder? What do you mean? I feel great.
I was just walking around with like a dorky smile on my face yesterday, and I just kept saying, you know, walking past people on the street, I was like, isn't the sun glorious?
Just like snapping and doing finger guns, like waving at strangers. It did segue nicely into what we're talking about this morning, which is the true summer icon of all summer icons. Yep. Ice cream.
Yeah, and anyone who knows me knows this is it for me. I'm an ice cream girl.
Oh, yum.
I love it. I love it so much.
It's like, are we talking gelato? Are we talking frozen yogurt? Oh, or are we strictly ice cream?
I'm all of it. Gelato in my book is premium.
Okay. Yes, yeah. Top tier.
We are kind of more of an ice cream nation. You know?
Ice cream nation.
Yeah. Do you know the official difference between gelato and ice cream? Because I don't.
I feel like this is a bit of a scramble, but basically gelato is sort of more highly churned and is lower sugar and I think lower dairy as well. It's kind of, it's lighter and it has this kind of, like the name gelato, kind of more gel consistency, although it then becomes whipped, so there's lots of air in it. And you want it to be like freshly churned so that it's got that really beautiful light sort of texture. Whereas ice cream is a bit more of a classic, like we've got cream, which we're churning and freezing.
Yeah.
So it's higher fat, which is not a dig. It's a delicious point. I'm particularly obsessed. I took my sister to, this is a long time ago, but I remember taking my sister to Duck Island for the first time.
Nice.
She was like, what is this coating in my mouth? And I was like, babe, that's fat.
Yeah.
Yeah, as a lactose intolerant person, I don't eat a lot of dairy, of course. Mm. And once I was like, you know what, let's commit some violence. And ice cream, and I was like, what is in my mouth? I haven't eaten this in years.
It is like revelatory to have an ice cream after not having one for a while. It feels like something you take for granted during the summer months, and then in the winter you sort of forget about it, and you know, or forget to appreciate it in the same way.
I can't relate to that. I'll eat it. It will be, I'm one of those people who's like at Duck Island in a freezing cold winter day sitting on that little
shaking,
that little planter box with my little cup.
Right.
I think this is a good opportunity to text in on 5395, best ice cream in Auckland. Hit us. I feel like there's going to be some hot takes out there.
Yeah.
What is your go-to flavour? What's your number one you're picking in of a jaunt to the ice cream shop?
It's a controversial question because I'm very... I'm quite specific depending on where I am.
Okay.
So
hit us with the locations, context clues.
So again, controversially, I'm a firm mint chocolate lover.
Me too.
Which
I love toothpaste ice cream.
Yeah, I love it. And I know that that's very controversial, but I have a bit of a theory, which is that I lived in Australia when I was a kid. I'm not an Australian, but I am a...
quick to clarify.
Yeah, just so we all know where I stand on that. I don't know if this is factual, but someone told me at one point in time that they tested the New Zealand market and the Australian market, and they found New Zealanders, orange choc chip. Australians, mint choc chip.
What the heck?
So we could get a big, you know, tip-top 2-litre of mint choc chip. And
you can't do that in New Zealand.
You can't do it here.
But you can get the orange choc chip.
Exactly.
Which is a good time as well. No shade to the orange choc chip.
I love them both so much. But mint choc chip has taken the sort of nostalgic place.
Wow. Okay. You know? That's cool. Shout outs to Australia. They got one over us there. They really do.
I still do it.
Maybe for me, then it's the scarcity.
Where
is it? Not to just be Duck Island fangirls, other ice creams are available. But the mint slice.
It's incredible.
It's just. You cannot go past it.
Exactly. And they do their like fresh mint choc chip one as well, which is a nice point of difference. But
I have not had it because every time I go in, I just get the mint slice one.
Actually, huge, huge shout out here to the Duck Island ice cream sandwiches, which are horribly expensive, but you can get them now. You can get them at Farrow, and you can get them, really importantly, you can get them at the Capitol Cinema. which isn't that's a selling point, man.
That is a selling point.
And they come in a few different flavors. I've only seen the peppermint slice one a few times, but it is incredible. It's got sort of a really dark, almost like savory chocolate cookie. Dipped in dark chocolate.
Oh my god, yeah.
But the s'mores one is also with the toasted marshmallow ice cream, which has a really wild texture.
It is very chewy.
It's chewy.
it's chewy ice cream.
You know that there is real toasted marshmallow in there.
Controversially, I prefer the Cookie Time ice cream sandwiches, which I think are relatively new. I only saw them for the first time last summer in your dairy freezers. Molly, who had a show here on BFM until very recently, and I have bonded over our shared love for those Cookie Time ice cream sandwiches. They're just so classic. They get it right.
An ice cream sandwich is so unbelievably banging.
It is.
I remember, so good. Like, you know, the really janky like brands in the dairy when I was growing up. I was like, That's my treat.
I'm really enjoying the texts coming in.
It's crazy in there.
We've incited some controversy with the mint choc chip.
I knew we would.
Somebody says, why would you want to eat toothpaste for dessert?
I love oral health.
Yeah. Save a step.
It's the same as when you eat something and it's like got carrot cake or something. You're like, it's a vegetable.
I love carrot cake. I'm going to be one of those parents who's like making bloody black bean brownies and whatnot for their kids. Truly, you can't taste it. It's so nourishing.
You can't. We have got a lot of Duck Island fans on the text machine as well, but somebody is bigging up Island Gelato on Waiheke.
Yeah.
They're specifically their grapefruit gin and yuzu sorbet.
100%. If I'm going to be really honest, I, as a gelato number one girl, Island Gelato is my number go-to. One. And there is, so there's the Waiheke branch, the original, but there's also the one down at the Ferry Building. And there's also one in Ponsonby,
it's kind of new, eh?
It's pretty new. I went on opening day.
Love it.
And I think it's a little bit slept on. It's sort of a little bit off the, it's on the K Road side of Ponsonby Central.
People are too busy hoofing it down to Duck Island.
Exactly.
They have missed the other ice cream opportunities.
Exactly.
In Ponsonby.
Exactly.
There's actually a lot of ice cream opportunities. The Ben and Jerry's.
Yeah.
Listen, this might be controversial. I'm not a super Ben and Jerry's fan.
I don't think that's controversial. They had their time in 2010.
Yeah.
And then they got into some Israel stuff, didn't they?
Yeah. 100%.
We don't need to. It's
back
not controversial.
To ice cream basics.
Yeah.
Do they use New Zealand dairy? Or do they use American dairy? Because it tastes distinctly like womp womp.
Not as good.
It's very sweet and very chunky. Like there's a lot of chunks.
Yeah.
So if you're a person who likes an ice cream that is maybe 50% ice cream and 50% chunk, Ben and Jerry's is for you.
One for you.
It's for you.
50% chunk is a good description. Kawakawa Bay Dairy, mint choc chip or rum and raisin. That is such a classic dad selection. That is my dad's selection.
In a great way.
I'm assuming this is a classic Tip Top scoop shop.
Scoopy with a cone that sort of disintegrates in your hand. That is what we're wanting this summer. We have got so many texts coming in. Someone's been homemade ice cream, making strawberry choc chip gin ice cream.
Gorgeous. Hello? The gin was unexpected.
But I would absolutely eat that. That is a great text. The recipe through, please. 5395.
Email me specifically.
Hamish is shouting out Takapuna Beach Cafe for the epic gelato. It's worth a drive and you get a walk on the beach. Also, the s'mores trumpet is amazing. Had a serious problem with them last summer.
Oh, no.
I really appreciate this about the BFM listeners. We love a bit of a bouge moment, and we also love a dairy.
We're high-low.
We really are.
I was very excited when one of my favourite Australian ice creams arrived, another childhood throwback, which is the Maxi Bon.
A Maxi Bon? I've not eaten one, but I see them in the...
They're so good. And if you can get the blue one, which was the original, rather than the cookie crumble, it's best. It's basically like it's double-ended. So one end is just vanilla with like some little tiny little chocolate chips in it, and then it's got sort of a chocolate shell and nuts around one side, and then the other side is an ice cream sandwich.
That does sound good.
That's so Hannah Montana.
You have to be kind of careful. Literally is the best of both worlds.
Yeah.
We're really showing our particular generation with these.
Sorry, Ron.
That sounds good. Okay, so the Maxi Bon, that's a hot take as well. Someone says you can't go past a good Cornetto. They even made movies about it. They did. Mm-hmm. They being Peg and Frost made some movies, which were, yes, canonically about ice cream and other things.
You know, I think we'll be remiss not to say RIP Goody Goody Gumdrops. I must bring that up. I'm so sorry. Yep. It's really been preying on my mind.
Yeah, it's important.
It's one of the flavors I was the most shocked got discontinued. I'm wondering if they're going to do like a Fruju tropical snow and be like, hey guys, bring it back every summer, and everybody goes crazy and buys all the tropical snows from the dairy.
Would be a good move.
It's an amazing marketing ploy, because I don't really know what the deal is with the tropical snows now, but when I see one, I'm like, I've got to get it.
I have to. It's 3 degrees. I'm gonna have one. Exactly. Keep your ice cream texts coming on 5395. We'd love to hear about your favorites around town, your homemade recipes. We'll take all. Any other ice cream notes to leave us with this morning, Lucinda?
I just want to do a shout out to the Humble Soft Serve, which I am obsessed with. Obviously Macca's is mean, but there's a few more popping up around the place, and my top racks, I would actually love more recommendations, but Tsujiri, they do so your sort of Japanese matcha specialty store.
Oh, yum.
There's one in the New Market Westfield, there's one on Lawn Street.
Yes.
You can get a matcha or a hojicha soft serve.
Yum.
Also Gongcha, I don't know if it's all branches, but you can get a milk tea flavoured and a milk foam flavoured soft serve.
Oh, that is a hot tip. Mm,
and you can get them swirled together if you like.
Which Gongcha were you getting those from?
I went to the Lawn Street one, so handy for the uni.
Lawn Street's where it's at. You could just do an ice cream soft serve tour of Lawn Street.
God, yeah.
Very, very nice. Also, it's about to be Mr. Whippy season, so nobody love, like, there's no sound of summer more sort of nostalgic than Greensleeves playing on the breeze.
Though, they will set you back.
They are not cheap anymore.
They are delicious, but they are more expensive than Duck Island at this point.
I guess they got to pay for petrol too.
That's fair.
Cozy lives.
Yeah.
Thank you, Lucinda, for bringing us some ice cream this morning. I'm suitably very hungry now and ready for summer. Have a great rest of your day.
Ka kite.
Food for thought.
Breakfast Food on 95BFM.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.